Pioneer Airport, and it's a beautiful day. We are just across the Pioneer Airport runway from the museum, the backside of the museum. There is a bus. There is a bus from the bus depot that will bring you right here. You and your kids, kids that you find wandering around, just throw them all on the bus and bring them over here.
Preferably your kids.
Well, you know, Matt, Medwick, we don't discriminate. This is KidVenture. Any kids are welcome. Matt, you are the chairman of KidVenture Operations, and you are, I know Dan's been here for many years and would like to kind of step away and do more of the background stuff, and so you're being kind of groomed to take this all over. How do you feel about that?
There's a lot of pressure with that because of what this has grown into and what it means to everybody here. So I say the Alan Shepard prayer a lot because I really don't want to mess this up, because for some kids, this is the one time, you know, during the year or maybe a life that they'll get exposed to this initially. And can we capture them now? That's what I'm hoping.
So when this all started out over on the main grounds, you guys were, where were you over there? You were at a little spot.
I think they were just next to the museum here.
Oh, yeah, and a little tent over here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now you had 50 at the beginning. Now you have 450 volunteers. This segment's going to be dedicated to the volunteerism of KidVenture. So you're going to introduce us to a couple of your volunteers.
Yeah, so this is Brittany Canella. She actually was one of the volunteers that started going to KidVenture as a kid and then just started coming back as a volunteer. And her mom, Tina Stott.
And Tina, you were one of the original volunteers here. You're obviously a co-chairman now, so you've been around a little while.
This is my 19th year, I think. And I came the first year, I brought my daughter, because we were tired of following my husband around looking at planes, and
okay.
We were getting yelled
fair
at.
Fair enough, fair enough.
Exactly, yes. And we were getting yelled at because we couldn't keep up, because we could not read his mind of where he was going to dart next.
You know, I hate to say this, but I think there's a lot of people listening to you, especially women, that are going, where is that place again? Get on the bus at the bus depot and go to KidVenture.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so tell us a story about how that, how did you get involved? Were you in the local EAA chapter?
I was not. I was actually active duty Air Force, and this was our family vacation.
Oh,
so
okay.
We came here. We started coming in 99. We found KidVenture, and we have been here every year with the exception of a few years that I had to deploy with the military. And so the first year we came, I followed my daughter around. The next year, the first day, I followed her around. The second day, I said, can I please help somewhere? So I got to know Kate.
Wait, you were yelling at her? Hold on, wait. And she's saying, keep up, keep up?
Yeah.
That sounds the same as what Dad was doing.
There's a trend here, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, so I met Kate in one of the booths, and Kate goes, yeah, sit down, help me out. I appreciate that. And that's where my KidVenture volunteering started. Brittany would not officially volunteer, but a lot of times she sat next to me and helped me in those booths, or we took time and she got to go around and do all the activities. And then when she officially became eligible, she started volunteering wherever she wanted to go.
So let's talk a little bit about that. When you come over here and you get involved in KidVenture and you fall in love with it, how does somebody get involved and volunteer? I mean, you have 450 volunteers, but you can always use more volunteers, right?
Definitely use more.
So how does that happen? For example, Tina, you were an original volunteer, and then your daughter, Brittany, at some point decided she wanted to volunteer. How did that work, Brittany?
It's really just very simple, just walking into the volunteer booth and saying, hey, I'm interested in volunteering. And it's not like they say, hey, we have a limit, come back a different day. They welcome you with open arms, they sign you up, and they say, we need you here. Or just simply walk around, see someone who's busy, and offer to help. There's no one who's turning anyone away. It's simply just go where you're needed.
So, with that in mind, what are some of the cool venues here that you have been volunteering at? What's your favorite? Let's start with that.
I will say my favorite is the Boeing booth.
Okay.
You get to make rockets and then launch them with an air compressor rocket launcher. So I think that's pretty cool, especially with the younger kids. A lot of this is hands-on, and you may have to be a little bit older or need some parents' help, but with making those rockets, it's really great for any age. even the adults to help. They like to watch that and just launch that in the air, see how high it is, if it sticks in the ground.
I bet these helicopter pilots love that.
Well, yeah, we tease the kids and tell them that when the RC plane flies over, try to take it out.
Okay.
That's the goal.
So they make them and then they launch them out here in the grass?
It's actually behind us, next behind the hangar here that we launch them.
Oh, and they just...
Yeah, it just they go straight up and then come back right back down again.
How high do they get?
I want to say at least 100 feet or so. Yep. What's the FAA limit that I shouldn't say, you know? Below that.
It's below the hard deck.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
So you like the Boeing. Mom, Tina, what was your favorite venue?
My favorite venue actually went away. Oh. It was the artist booth. So I used to do that with Kate, Dan's wife. And we would watch the kids color, and they'd make their airplanes, and then we would have a daily judging of the best ones. And we are actually bringing that back again next year.
And you're going to run it.
I am going to run it.
How did I guess that?
Good transition.
All right.
Yes, I like to see the creativity of the kids come out.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously they have a lot of things they can do, but not that kind of thing. It's more like... building things and tinkering.
It's building, exactly.
So this would maybe appeal to a different person, a different kid.
Yes.
A kid that's more like artsy or wants to express themselves that way.
The best part about it that I liked is that even though you may not be mechanical, you may not be really good at math, you may have that artistic talent that we can bring out, and we can show you that that can be used for aviation as well.
Which is awesome. Now, Brittany, you love the Boeing booth, but I know there's more stuff that you do here, right?
Yes.
So what else do you do?
So I'm kind of just here to help with whatever. So I've helped at the front desk check-in. I've helped with the rib booth, really anything. It's really just kind of what I said, go into the volunteer check-in, whatever is needed. I really love working with the children, kind of seeing their face light up and really just being that spark of, hey, aviation is actually really cool. I don't have to be a pilot to be into aviation. I can work on engines. I can do, I can be kind of in the background being an air traffic controller. I can be a pilot. I can really do anything.
Right. And a lot of it's represented out here in something kids can understand, right, at that level. And, you know, who knows what that sparks for the future, right? I know the Air Academy over here has led a lot of young people onto big aviation careers, whether that be as a pilot or a mechanic or even an aeronautical engineer. So this is just, a starting point. And you mentioned a check-in booth. So tell us a little bit about the process when people get off the bus. What are they going to do here?
Yes, so when they get off the bus, it may seem overwhelming at first. There's so many stations, but we have a main check-in booth where they'll get a card where they can sign in and we'll explain to them all free. There's, I believe, 22 different stations that they can go to, and we have different prize levels for however many stations they do. So if they do 4, we have a little goodie bag with that we'll give them that has some air traffic control stuff in there, a coloring book. If they get 8 items, they'll get a pin that says either a future ANP or a future pilot. And then if they complete 12, they'll get a toolkit that is personalized, says KidVenture. So it kind of entices them to do these things. And it's not limited to finishing in one day. They don't have to do a certain booth. They can do whichever 12 they want to do, and they don't have to do them in any order. So it's kind of, it entices them to do these things and really gets them excited to do them rather than just going through with their parents and being like, this is lame. It's really fun for them.
Yeah. And you speak from experience on this. So we know what your favorite is. We know what your favorite, Tina, we know what your favorite is, and you're bringing it back. And that's fantastic. That kind of foresight and insight and to say, hey, you know, this was popular. Why aren't we doing this? Let's do this again. And then making it happen. That's just a great way to do things. And it also expands KidVenture, which obviously is going to keep happening here because you have tons of space. You have even more space. So you can do even more stuff. So how many volunteers did you get this year that are brand new? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, no, not yet. I don't. I'll have to look into that one to find that out.
Yeah. So anyway, but there's bigger numbers here this year than last year.
Yeah, so this year so far, yesterday, we gave out over almost just under 600 cards, activity cards to kids. So if you figure, you know, 600 cards all come with a parent. So we probably had 1,800 to 2,400 people come through here just yesterday, and that was our opening day.
Right.
So today's been really busy. So I'm got a feeling we're going to exceed those numbers today.
Yeah,
for sure.
You're going to have a busy, busy week. You know, we're going to get to do some – we talked about RCs with Tina and Brittany and the B-25s back behind us here. And we're going to deep dive into those for the rest of the show. But I just wanted to thank you guys for, number one, volunteering for EAA, and number two, for allowing us to get an insight into your world here and our listeners who are maybe very curious as to what goes on over there at KidVenture. What do volunteers get when they volunteer? What do you get? Meals? Do you get food? Do you get what kind of benefits do you offer?
Yeah, so we provide lunch to all our volunteers. We provide shirts so that they have KidVenture shirts, and then they also get a I think it's 20% off discount for the EAA stores that they can use.
Okay, that's great. So you guys both have smiles on your face. Look around. If you look around here, everyone pretty much has a smile on their face because this is a fun place. So one more reminder, you get on the bus at the bus depot over on the main grounds and ride on over here to Pioneer Airport, and the bus says KidVenture right in the front.
Yeah, it'll either say Museum and KidVenture or KidVenture, and just come on over.
Come on over. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Bill Lund about all the RC stuff that's over here as part of KidVenture. J. Mont G., we're on the fly, and you're listening to EAA Radio.